10 dozen minutes of talking about stuff with Jake and Mr. Spellhand. I always think, you know, I'm just gonna leave it to chance what the 10 dozen minutes is, and I'm gonna say something really clever, and everyone's gonna love me, and it never happens. Nobody ever.
Yeah, it's always a disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's
to you, I'm sure, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been up to?
Let's see. This weekend we got drunk and disorderly at Keegan's. It was kilt night, but I declined to wear a kilt, as I'm sure you'll be glad to know.
Mm-hmm.
I should have a picture taken of myself wearing a kilt and a kingdom shirt, and you know, when I'm done working for you, pretty much. And we went to see The Underpants on Friday night, which was a play by Steve Martin.
Huh.
And that was really, really funny.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's an adaptation of a German play from the turn of the century, I guess. And it's just this kind of, the common man is kind of dull, stupid, misogynistic, and chauvinistic, and not interested in art or philosophy, and thinks those are faggy things, and it was entertaining, because I kind of agree, so it was fun.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I was under a rock most of the weekend. We went out Friday and got real drunk, spent all of Saturday hungover and not doing anything, and then all of yesterday wondering what to do to make up for not doing anything Saturday and not coming up with any ideas.
So you never made it up?
No. Got some relaxing done, some chilling out, some maxing, some shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
Right.
But nothing really important. Then today I went back to work. I did all kinds of work today that it was hard and it didn't do anything from the user's perspective. There's no perceived value in it. But we did I made some stuff more flexible than it used to be in the fight script. It's very easy now for us to, like, if we wanted to make an item that gave you a skill that you could use while the item was equipped.
Mm-hmm.
That's way, way easier than it used to be.
Hmm.
And we don't have to write special code to handle the, like, MP cost on every single skill like that or whatever. And also items that let you run away from combat are sort of standardized and codified now. So part of this is just trying to make the fight script smaller.
Mm-hmm.
so that we don't have to worry about making the fight script larger for a while. But you know, part of it was also just... I've been in this, like, do back-end stuff that I've been intending to get done for a long time phase. But I feel like we're keeping up the pace of really minor gameplay updates, too. I feel like there was at least one trivial announcement that was, like, had some effect on content every day last week, and keeping with it so far this week.
I've done a little bit of work today. I'm crippled by my own insecurity about the writing aspect of this particular thing. So it's like, well, I'll write some and then I'll put it up and see if he likes that, and if he doesn't like it, then...
No, did you get my messages wherein I said, hey, that's awesome?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. I sent you a PM in chat, but yeah, no. That was perfect. We have a lot of writing to do for the item of the month.
And it needs to be done by the end of this week.
Yeah.
It's testable right now, though, right? It is,
yeah. So I should probably get those out to the devsters and get them playing with... What we might want to do is do the most powerful aspects of it first, because those are the only ones that we really have to worry about balancing.
Right.
So yeah, it might be worth just looking at all the high-end stuff that it can do, seeing if we can get that decided on, then give it to dev tomorrow.
Hmm.
And then we can kind of fill in gaps. Yeah, just a tremendous amount of content in this item of the month.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to us this month. Like, this isn't historically a content-heavy month. We just thought that... I think it was just an idea that you had that was too good to not do.
Yeah. It's sort of like our periods, you know. Some months the flow is heavier than other months.
Mm.
And there's not really anything we can do about it.
No,
except just keep flicking scabs at the player base.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's it's menstrual poetry. It's like the sort of evolution of minstrel poetry.
Right, you're a traveling minstrel wearing a period costume.
Oh, hey, that's a new one. I had not heard that one before. So, played any good video games lately?
Endless Ocean is actually pretty damn fun.
Is it cool?
Yeah, like most games for the Wii, the demo part of it is kind of tiresome. I think that I would rather, if they're going to do an in-game demo, just...
Like a tutorial, you mean?
Yeah, tutorial. Just skip the narrative aspect of it and just go, hey, this is how you swim, this is how you touch stuff, this is how you do this other thing, instead of having the first three missions be things that are a minute long designed to teach you how to play the game.
You think 3 minutes is too long?
Just narratively. I don't know, it's just annoying to that it takes, 10 minutes to get into the game, because there are these little things that it wouldn't be half as annoying if it didn't seem like you were already playing the game.
Yeah, I can see that. I definitely think that somewhere between, black and white, where the first mission takes like 4 hours to complete and is also an unskippable tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
And, some game with no tutorial at all. I don't really like any game prior to, 1993.
Yeah, and I don't mind not having to read instruction manuals anymore. That is kind of nice.
Yeah. I don't know. The Tony Hawk games, the tutorials in the Tony Hawk games are good. They have that narrative aspect, but it's also, the tutorial is also sort of a test to force you to demonstrate your knowledge of the technique.
Right.
Because, if you can't do a manual, you're never going to be able to beat any of the high levels, So, forcing you to pull it off, that was... And plus, that's a game with just such a steep learning curve that... that was just the particular one that popped into my head.
True.
And, I like the idea of complexity being introduced gradually via gameplay, right? I like unlocking new abilities in such a way that you sort of naturally know how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
But it bothers me when, the first 15 minutes of the game, you don't have a hit point bar.
Right.
Or whatever, because it hasn't decided to tell you about your hit point bar yet. Put it there and then later on explain what it is, but not in a way that you have to wait for, I guess. Endless Ocean's not really a game, though, is it? I mean, you just kind of fuck around?
It's barely a game. I have just kind of swimming around and exploring stuff in the, hour that I played it. I got several emails from the mainland asking me to do various escort missions and stuff. And the lady on the boat told me not to do them yet and to just relax and really get used to the controls and be, chill out for a while. And it is, it's almost comically laid back. But there are missions that you can run. Your guide is extremely creepy, though. Just entirely creepy. This girl that works on a boat, as soon as you meet her, she gives you the key to the boat and goes to sleep. And she's like, you can take the boat wherever you want it, here's the key. And goes to bed. And then the next morning, she says, oh, you want me to come with you? No, I don't swim. Now you know my secret. She just really seems like later in the game she's going to come after me with an axe.
Hmm. Maybe it's actually like a, horror survival game.
It just takes 30 hours of gameplay and nobody's done it yet.
That'd be really cool, actually.
If your reward, your ultimate unlockable, is just getting attacked by this crazy woman who owns a boat but doesn't really care about the boat at all and implicitly
trusts
people
out there to kill them. Yeah.
And can't swim. It's creepy. There's an option to sit on the deck chair and stare at the computer-generated sunset. Which, at some point, it certainly does stop being a game, but I was entertained that they had that in there. That's fun. The graphics are amazing.
Huh, on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little surprising.
But, you know, amazing graphics for me, who has never played any of the other two next-gen consoles, probably means they're better than GameCube graphics. Yeah.
All right. Well, if that's... Yeah, then, I mean, the Wii definitely pulls that off.
Yeah. They're as good as they need to be.
Yeah, sure. I think that's true of a lot of things. Well, I guess we could look at questions. I feel like there's actually a reasonable number of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Gazback asks, as no one has in a while, who would win in a fight, you or me?
I don't think that we would ever get in a fight. Like, yeah. Even if we got mad enough at each other to fight, just neither of us are really the fighter type.
Yeah. We're more brooders.
Mm-hmm. And given that we're also both very pragmatic, I think, like, one of us would look at the other and say, you know, I would really like to hit you right now, but then, you know, you would feel like you had to hit me back, and then we'd have to get in this whole thing, and...
We'd both be bleeding.
And it would be painful and stupid, and wouldn't solve anything. Yeah. So, the question is, who would lose in a fight between me and Jake? And the answer is everybody.
Yes. Spleen Master says, I've got both the Mega Gem and the Plexiglass Pendant equipped. I shouldn't be able to fumble, but have done so twice in my fight with Dr. Awkward. Bug or flaw? Well, that's an interesting way of putting it. It could be that there's, you know, something going on with Dr. Awkward. Just saying. Bree says, can you please allow us to get to the last pirate zone in the palindrome between level 11, or before level 11? The ability to choose to either pre-farm the items you need for level 11 or go for quick stat would be an interesting choice during a run. I understand part of the idea is to slow us down a bit, but I think giving us more options won't necessarily speed us up too much. I apologize if multiple copies of this message got to you. You know, one thing that came out of that regarding gameplay thread, which, you know, was... It kind of got me down because it was kind of harkening back to the, like, you know, early days post-NS13 in the forums. But in general, I feel like it was a little more even-handed and a little more hopeful than things used to be. But narratively, I'm not sure that I would have a problem with an ascended character with them getting the quest, the level 11 quest, early.
Hmm.
That's something that a lot of people have suggested would bring them a lot of joy.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's a little goofy that you don't get a quest at level 11, but we could definitely write around goofiness. And as long as it was something that never, ever happened accidentally.
Right.
You know, if it was like a trick that we allowed them to do that would let them, you know, just do all that stuff early. Because it's still going to take the same amount of time, you know?
Right. But so, if you can start it earlier, then you don't feel like you're back farming.
Yeah, even if you know, you... I don't know. You know, I don't know if it would actually be able to shave any turns off of a run. They probably want it because they think it can. And even if they're wrong, they will at least feel better.
Right.
Which is kind of where the root of a lot of these problems are. It's just the sort of perceptual changes.
Sure,
but definitely something I've been thinking about.
Gleeb says, "Hey Scully, when did you add that attack to the Titanium Umbrella about that horrible song? Umbrella, which I find it hard to believe that you've never heard that song." It's pretty inescapable.
Have we had this conversation before? Or?
Possibly. It's the chorus is Ella, Ella, A, under my umbrella. I don't know.
Well, I don't remember that at all.
Okay, I'm going to play a cover of it at the break, but I added that message to every umbrella because I was looking. Somebody mentioned that one of the umbrellas didn't have an attack message, so... Like, oh, I should certainly reference that. You know, Gleebs, we don't have to like a pop culture thing to reference it.
Ella, Ella, A, 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 A.
And I actually do, I like covers of that song because I think it's a pretty decent song. It's just, It's not very pleasant, and it's in the incarnation that it is. But, you know.
Dark Grey Cat says, is it just my imagination, or do the possessed wine racks and the skeletal sommeliers have the no pickpocket flag by mistake? Well, the no pickpocket flag does not work exactly the way you might think that it does, and so there's not really any reason why you can't pickpocket those items from them, but the code that makes important items unpickpocketable also triggers on them because of the peculiar way in which that zone works. Mm-hmm. So it's not gonna happen. So you know, think of the random things that you can't pickpocket as being like, you know, random things that you can pickpocket, only in reverse. You know, it doesn't make any sense that somebody actually fighting the mariachi wouldn't be able to get that Calavera concertina. It's just game.
You have to get meta. Did I just lose my fucking Firefox? Has gotten unstable.
Firefox has been doing some goofy shit to me since the last update.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times I will close Firefox, and I will notice that the downloads window is still open. And here lately, when I close the downloads window, it is popping up a new version of Firefox with the exact contents of a Firefox window that I closed like a week earlier. Like, it'll pop up and like, oh hey, there's Gmail. Only no, there's Gmail as it was exactly 1 week ago.
Are you sure your computer isn't a time machine?
I'm pretty sure. Let's see. Frankenbean says, not choosing a... what's going on? Is everything okay on your end? Is that the...
Yeah, just... I only had two tabs open in each of my Firefox windows, and for some reason it just went down.
Huh.
Like a prom queen.
I was going to say like your mom, but...
Nobody's actually paying attention to the bare minimum guideline that we put on custom title submissions, by the way.
What's that bare minimum?
Just, we know you won't ask for anything profane or obscene or racist.
Really? I haven't seen a lot of, oh yeah.
Blank X inches of strap-on love.
Yeah.
It makes us have I understand that, you know, I understand the mods wanting specific rules for things. I think this demonstrates quite handily why we can't.
Yeah.
Because I just typed to somebody, no strap-on, or no sex toys in the custom titles, please, and how would we have ever put that in the list?
Right, yep. I'm not making matters any better when I said in chat the other day that, you know, I would not approve if somebody sent someone a custom title, bitch with huge tits, but I would probably approve the title, dude with huge bitch tits.
Right.
So, it's, yeah, I'm not sure how I would write that rule either. In general, you know, I feel like we're approving these pretty fast and loose.
Yeah.
That's my new favorite adjective phrase, fast and loose.
I prefer any which way but loose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like 8 ways to Sunday?
Yeah. There was a similar conversation about those borderline areas in the offensive names thread in the moderator forum, like the difference between screw you bitch and sexy bitch, which some people weren't seeing.
Right.
We all agreed that screw you bitch probably shouldn't be allowed to continue, but then we had factions arguing for and against sexy bitch, which I thought was pretty fine.
Yeah. You know, princess bitch would be fine.
Smack
bitch, better have my meat would be fine.
Yeah, I suppose we have to.
The bitch wouldn't shut up, so I pushed her down the stairs.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, people can deal with our idiosyncrasies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a privilege we've got. Blizzbob says, any plans to fix the linkless page after you kill all the ducks in an area in the McMillican Cuddy's Farm subquest? Just make it not have an adventure again, Link, when there are no more ducks there then. Yeah, you know, every time I think about fixing that, it occurs to me that I don't actually know what the problem is, and so it's one of those things. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Is it perhaps included? I know that I wasn't totally satisfied with the feedback that I was able to generate just because of the way that works, but maybe I can try and figure it out.
Yeah, I finally just noticed that myself on my last run through here.
I feel like it's going to be easier to add a link and an explanation to that page than it is to... You know what? It might also be that part of it... A lot of the time during the NS13 development, there were like things that didn't properly have links back to container documents because there wasn't any way to hide that. So somebody who tried to adventure in a zone that they couldn't actually get to, it would provide them a link back to a container document that nobody was supposed to know the name of.
Mm.
So this might be a throwback to that, actually. Anyway, so now that what I should do is I should just play that part of the game and see what annoys me and then fix it.
Right.
Anyway, Frank and Beans had also said, not choosing a trophy radio button at the trophy hut yields an error message that you are not eligible for a trophy. Shouldn't it respond with, click a button, stupid, or something?
Possibly.
I guess it probably should give you a... I got out of the habit of writing smart-ass responses to, like, remote form submission stuff, which in turn got me out of the habit of writing smart-ass responses to things that you can do via the interface.
Right.
And that probably shouldn't have happened.
It does make sense that you would have gotten out of that habit, though, after people weren't regularly trying to... or after those holes were plugged where people were trying to brute force stuff.
Yeah, and it was just a lot easier to make things silently fail, you know? GigaShadow555 says, Chef Staff for Chrome Staff, please? Eh, one of these days, Chef Staves will get some love. And then he says, yay for custom titles. Oh, and is the name a reference to the Rush song or album, Fly By Night? I think it's more a reference to the same phrase that song is a reference to.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the proper use of that phrase, but I've always heard it, fly by night being kind of disreputable.
Yeah, like they're going to take your money for something, and then you're going to come there the next day to collect it, and the store will have left.
Right.
It does not, Wikipedia does not have etymological information, but I guess it never does.
That's interesting.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. The custom title X Inches of Love, I would probably accept that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
But X Inches of Penis. Yeah. Not so much.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and approve that. Let's see. Dr. Van Mojo says, would it be possible to make an option to change the capitalization of the custom titles that you have? Like, if somebody gives you one and you like it, but you're bothered by how it's capitalized. I could definitely see being annoyed by that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also saying, also, as it stands, there doesn't appear to be a way to get a V to appear in a Who Is for someone with a custom title without also having an extraneous and unsightly V appear on their player profile. Custom titles are awesome, but could there be a way to fix this? When I first heard about the concept, I thought it would work just like you can do a direct substitution of Brickhouse O'Funk for Disco Bandit in your Who Is and profile, but apparently there's no way to get the custom titles to work this way. Possibly make it so if the first word in a custom title is the, that word appears in Who Is, but not in the player profile. I mean... the problem with that is that I don't think that there are appreciably more people who want it to work like that than would be annoyed with it working like that, right? Like, it's one of those things where I would imagine that there are some titles where people are going to want, when you look at their profile, for it to say, you know, when you do a Who Is, it's like, Neo, the one. And they wouldn't necessarily want Neo, one, mm-hmm. level 20.
Because some people would just think they were into anagrams.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that I have a problem conceptually with allowing people to alter the capitalization of titles that they already have. And
I think that's something that could definitely add some functionality, and that's fine.
And thinking about it that way, I don't know that I necessarily have a problem with them being able to add or remove a "the" at the beginning of the custom title. But that gets more complicated, yeah. Because then they can, you know, he could be the one and then edit it to the one and then the one.
Right.
The one.
But definitely the recapitalization thing. It changed capitalization.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that that's necessarily going to happen real soon.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something I would consider. John Zay says, would it be possible to have a don't see other people's custom titles option for those who want to know what other people's class is or don't want to see the titles? One thing that I did consider, I'm kind of okay with the way that it is now just because it adds a griefing vector, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you can kind of inconvenience people who are trying to target you for PvP, and that's fine, because they can find it. They just have to do a player search for you or whatever.
Right.
But what I was thinking was that maybe down in the, like, vital statistics, it could display what class they are
mm-hmm.
if their class is not displayed in the title.
Or even if it is, you could just have it say, did we mention he was a disco bandit? Because he totally is.
Right, yeah.
Just like that, actually, I think would be kind of fun.
Skave says, what about a sneaky bastard and noisy bastard familiars that modify combat rate? Right now, given the way that plus combat chance and plus non-combat chance work, we are done adding stuff that alters it. We decided early on that there were going to be five things that alter it in both directions, and we now have five things that alter it in each direction. And it is possible. I keep coming around to different ways of thinking on various mechanical things, and something that I would like to do with elemental resistance. I know that I keep changing elemental resistance, but the caps that are there now seem a little bit clumsy to me, and it's a little bothersome that, like, there are things that you can get that just make it so you are as protected from heat as you're ever going to get, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a single item that does that. And I don't know that that's necessarily something that... It's something that's going to be kind of limiting as we do high-level stuff, right? So, what I was thinking was to try to... And I've discussed this, I guess, on the radio before, but... And I think the way that I'm going to end up having to do this is to just make it up. But basically make it so it works the way that it does now. Like, you know, every level of protection you get gives you an extra 10% reduction up to the current cap, let's say. And then levels that you pile on after that give you diminishing returns on additional protection.
Hmm.
So you can just get, you know, 15 levels of hot protection and you're even more hot protected than you were if you had 5 levels before. And it's possible that one day, you know, especially since there are no numeric values ever presented for the way that plus combat and plus non-combat work, we are not at all married to the current way that it works, even in terms of, like, you know, disclosure. Like,
right.
People understand how it works, but it never promises anything specific. So there's no, you know, something says plus 5 muscle, we can't just be like, oh, now plus 5 muscle means plus 2 muscle.
Right.
You know, fuck you. But the combat and non-combat stuff, like, maybe someday we will decide to open up that design space by, rather than them working the way that they work now, which is fairly linear, have them do some sort of diminishing returns thing, but no plans for it right now. As far as I'm concerned, at this point, we are done adding plus combat and plus non-combat things in general.
And I never liked the idea of a familiar that's all it did.
Yeah, me neither. I can't imagine any set of circumstances under which that familiar would be useful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because if you were cranking up non-combats to farm some particular item or whatever, well, okay, I guess that's the one. I can imagine a case where it's useful. If you were cranking non-combats because of some item that you only got in a non-combat that you were trying to crank up, then maybe. But otherwise, if you're trying to farm items, no amount of plus combat is going to be better for you than a fairy.
Mm.
Like, and if you're trying to farm meat, same with leprechaun. If you're trying to power level, same with volleyball. Like, Changling Bob says, regarding sending people combat items, switch to the you have to pick up mail system and the problem is solved. I know. I think, did you listen to the Thursday show, Scully?
I haven't yet, no.
We were basically talking about how one thing that we could probably do that would dramatically reduce the load on the database as it stands right now is move to a situation where the player's inventory is stored in sort of volatile memory on the web server side, and it only gets checked when you actually try to use something. Like, have it basically work the way the combat items work now.
Right.
That change that made interstitial rounds of combat load a lot faster. Right? We could make every inventory hit load a lot faster, and really, it would make everything in the game run faster because fewer things would be waiting for other people to load their inventories.
Hmm.
But it would require one of two things. It would require it to either, whenever you sent somebody an item and they were logged on, it would have to, like, trigger a refresh of your inventory.
Hmm.
Or, in order to not do that, because that would also present sort of an annoying way to grief somebody. You could just keep sending them items and they would be running really slowly, you know.
Yeah.
And also, there would be slowdowns and you wouldn't know why they were happening, which is another irritating thing. But the other way to do that is to switch to basically the system that every other MMO uses, which is a system whereby people aren't allowed to put things into your inventory without you doing something.
Huh.
So when somebody sends you a message in, you know, EverQuest or World of Warcraft or whatever, you go to a mailbox, you see the message, and then you see the item that's attached to it, and you click the item, and then it puts the item in your inventory.
Hmm.
Right? And it would irritate people in KOL because they're not used to it working that way. It wouldn't irritate anybody who showed up now. I'm not sure that it's worth it. You know, I'm not sure that it's a. It would also have to change the way the PvP works, and it would have to change the way that the trade system works and stuff. But everything would basically get funneled through items showing up to you in K-mail. But I don't know. Hot Stuff's take on it was that it kind of makes more sense if you log on, you don't see that you've gotten a message from somebody, you go to your inventory and there's something there and you have no idea where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it would make more sense just sort of narratively and intuitively to somebody if they went to their mail, saw that there was an item there, and picked that item up.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the message. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how... I certainly don't think that there is, like, a problem with the way that it is now, so I don't know if the...
We need to start a thread called The Problem with...
Sure, yeah.
Items in the inventory.
Yeah.
I've actually been going through and changing the names of threads that start The Problem with something. Because, I don't know. It annoys me.
I am. And, you know, the only ones that are left in there are the ones that are jokes about the meme, so...
Yeah.
I think that's okay the way it is now.
That is acceptable.
But, you know, I feel like we've been making people pretty happy in general, so there's less actual animosity in the forums now.
Mm. Damn, every time I play through this game, I'm reminded how much I'm so over the riddles that I wrote way back when.
For the Sorceress Quest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I would like to fix that.
Yeah, every time we sit around and talk about how to fix that, though, we don't really come up with much of anything.
See, I think it's... When we talk about fixing it, some of our more ambitious staff members talk about changing it to a riddle competition or changing it to, you know, the riddles back and forth. And I think if we could just write or steal 12 decent riddles that weren't as bad as 2 out of 3 of those riddles are, it would be fun.
Yeah. They're all riddles about fish, you know, and all the items that you get are things about fish.
I think that was just because I wanted to do the fish with one eye thing.
Yeah.
Which is hardly a reason.
Yeah, and there's also, I think that's like the only, that's one of the only things that is not clued at all in game at this point. I mean, also what always comes up when we talk about this is I'm very dissatisfied with the Sorcerer's Quest in general at this point,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I let myself think about it. But then, you know, basically, like, the people who are just playing through casually, they don't mind, and the things about the existing Sorcerer's Quest are, like, the only things left that still make the old Speed Guard happy.
Right.
Because the fact that you need these random drops from all throughout the game, which I see as kind of like a design annoyance now that there are thousands and thousands of items, they see as, you know, as this whole, like, strategy instead of tactics thing is, I see what they're saying, but,
which I don't mind saying, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
But well, I mean,
I understand that from a gameplay perspective, it's more satisfying to have three gates that are randomized from a huge set of possible gates. I also realize that makes it far less likely that people are going to figure it out.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing. I don't think that I ever would have done that had it not been for the fortune cookies and for the, you know, sort of...
Yeah, that kind of necessitated the...
I'm sorry?
The redesign kind of necessitated the fortune cookies. Or
yeah.
One way or the other.
But, I mean, there was a lot of stuff. There was a lot of stuff that it had bothered me for a long time that it wasn't clued at all, you know? And so the fortune cookies afforded a good opportunity for that anyway.
For sure.
The move says, "Hey, gents, the new titles are awesome. I was intrigued by you guys talking about changing content over multiple ascensions. I think this is a good idea, even just as flavor. Even if it was as simple as the hole in the sky genitalia, I mean, constellations. If changing ascension content included new items, etc., it would be even, or I would be even happier."
True.
Yep.
That's just one of those design spaces that we left open to fill later and didn't really play. Didn't really feel
like so much. We're big on that.
Mm-hmm. Like, we'll make it so we could do awesome stuff in here, and then we'll never...
Yeah. Wait, let's make it so we can do awesome stuff over here. But what's that? Let's make it so we can do some awesome stuff over there. That tends to be me as the major driving force between most of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I'm lazy and I also want things to be complete. So I would be the first to say, well, let's scale back our expectations here and just get something that we can put in front of people.
Right. Dr. Kier says, Jick/Skelly/other. It has come to my attention that the gender drop-down under profile options list only male, female, and not specified. This leaves out hermaphrodites, nulls, and other such transgendered individuals. Please correct this by adding a variety of other choices, such as both, ran into a hedge clipper, and yes, please. Thank you for your time. I like yes, please as a response to gender.
Right. You know, I also find it somewhat discriminatory that when you play Wii Sports, you have to choose between being left-handed and right-handed. Because there are some people who use both hands. There are some people who are missing a hand. There are some people with no fucking arms. Are we going to discriminate against them by asking them to pick whether they use their left hand or their right hand?
Uh-huh.
It's completely unreasonable.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and that's all I'm going to say about that, because I'm pretty sure that was an attempt to trigger a rant.
No. Yeah, so. I think that's good. let's see. Lord Poopy Pants says, could you add some more space between items when you have item images in your inventory? Because it's a bit odd having such items as Anti-Cheese Casino Pass and Meat Paste Scrumptious Reagent.
Anti-Cheese Casino Pass. Doo-da.
I guess Meat Paste Scrumptious Reagent has the same number of syllables, too, but it doesn't...
It's not...
The meter's not the same.
Right, yeah.
It's not what?
It's not emphasized right. Because reagent isn't pronounced reagent. Reagent. I don't know. It doesn't fit.
Reagent.
Ragent.
Sprad says, I'm glad I didn't solve the plinth because Sprad Island sounds lame. Any chance of giving us a way to change player names? No. No.
That's one of those things, like, I can understand why people want to do it because it doesn't seem like it would be complicated. And, like, even I didn't really know how much it entailed.
Like, I mean, the technical hurdles are not nearly as difficult as the conceptual hurdles, right? Because, you know, a lot of stuff left behind is going to have your old name in it because our database is nothing if not completely oblivious of the sound database design principles that they teach you in school, because those principles don't actually work in a real-world setting. In a well-designed database, something that you say in chat is just going to have your player ID in it, and then when the chat is being displayed, it can check your player ID and give your name, but because the chat script is just being called over and over and over and over and over again, it sucks to have it constantly hitting the player table, so we also store your name in everything that you say in chat, in the actual chat table, because that just makes it faster to retrieve that information, and to the user, it doesn't matter. And storage space is never an issue for us relative to speed. Okay. When I say that I don't want to do something because it would create a huge amount of storage, that is because I am worried about the time that it takes to retrieve it, not because we, like, need bigger hard drives or whatever. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it would be really goofy if I just changed somebody's name in the player table. The instant that an account is created, I can do it, right? But once you've got stuff out there, there's going to be a lot of stuff that shows up with your old name and a lot of stuff that shows up with your new name, and I'm just not writing code to go through and alter all those things, because that's just not worth it. And, you know, also, it seems like you'd still be on everybody's ignore list that you were on, but, like, they suddenly wouldn't know, right? Like, it would just be, because people would do it for evil instead of for good, you know, and we'd have to figure out how to deal with that, right? Like, the artist formerly known as Sprad, and at that point, like, why bother? Yeah. World of Warcraft lets you do it, but it costs, like, $20.
That sounds weird. Something we should be into.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter what your name is in the world, you know, because, like, there's multiple servers, and unless your name is Poon Eater, in which case, I'm going to report your ass to the GMs. And
Poon Eater, that bothered you?
Yeah.
I don't understand you.
More from being out of character, you know?
Right.
The naming guidelines in World of Warcraft specifically prohibit you from making a name that is more than one word. Although they can't really do that because, you know, like, Shadow Leaf is a perfectly faggoty name for an elf, you know? But, like, yeah, just, like, I see a shaman named the Shaman Dude, lol. And I just want to fucking kill that guy. You know?
It pulls you out of your immersive experience. Makes you aware that you're playing a game.
Yeah, well, you know. My wife points out, it makes me aware that I'm playing a game with douchebags. So I want to forget about that. I saw a really retarded name last night. All right, so paladins in World of Warcraft have this ability to cast this shield around them, which everybody refers to as bubbling, right? Like, oh man, I was about to own this paladin, and then he bubbled and he got away. And I saw a paladin named Bubble 07, but he misspelled bubble.
Right.
So that's why I hated that name.
Yeah, because that's pretty clever, except for the misspelling.
Yeah. No. GigaShadow555 says, why isn't the Flaming Troll hot elemental? It is because monsters at this point can only have one element, and
it's already raffle.
Yeah, the Flaming Troll needs to be vulnerable to the dictionary. I could actually fix that. Now, I could make them regular monsters, but give them a property without actually having to do any real work that would make them vulnerable to the dictionary. The fight script is in so much better shape than it's been in for a long time. This the fact that what happened was we had some problems with the fight script when we installed the like pre-compiler, right? And that was just like causing some shit to break. And it was by and large because the fight script was too large.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, okay, you know, I kind of been meaning to get a lot of this shit out of the fight script and into the database anyway. So like, you know, it's been a good motivating factor for me to actually get that script cleaned up quite a bit.
That script cleaned up.
Although there's a lot of shit that I did because, like the stuff, the items that let you run away in combat, for instance, those are handled in a different way than all of the other combat items. And the only reason that they're different is because the runaway code happened to be earlier in the script than the using an item code.
Hmm.
And rather than just moving that, I started this like sort of, you know, snowball that just piled up with more and more and more exception cases instead of like fixing the problem to begin with.
Hmm.
And, you know, so like today I fixed that. And so, you know, several hundred lines of completely unnecessary code just gone from the fight script. And some other shit that I did too. That skill change is kind of exciting to me. Like just the ability to just to, as a joke, just let certain items let you do specific things when you have them equipped, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a skill that's just not too powerful at all or what, you know, just something that's just funny.
You know what, like, that is that's a nice big design space where we can put a bunch of funny stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is we have like you know, and I know, in fact, we have exactly 15 things that work like that now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like outfits, right? I used to hate adding outfits because it was such a huge pain in the ass. Like, 40 scripts had to be updated or whatever. But then Xenophobe was like, you know, I figured out a way that we could actually do this and it wouldn't totally suck. Mm-hmm. And so now that's totally standardized and we're like, how many outfits can we put in this new content? Oh, let's put 40 outfits in this new content, you know, and it's just no longer... Stuff like that is no longer scary, so it's going to happen just because the space is there.
Yeah.
Stuff that we don't do because it's hard. If we make that stuff easy, you know, if it was really easy to make chef staves, there'd be 5 new chef staves every day. It's actually pretty easy to make new chef staves. But
sorry, I've been given my first custom title.
Oh, yeah?
And it is The Problem with Titles from Seldon. Thank you, Seldon. That's awesome. I shall wear it with pride.
You know, Seldon was the first person to ever ascend, and his title is some boobs. And, you know, that's... I can imagine somebody saying that should have been rejected, but I'm glad it's through, because I don't think anyone will ever say anything about it.
Well,
especially if we never draw any attention to that fact.
Yeah,
that fact being that Seldon's title is, in fact, an ASCII pair of tits.
Right. Let's not talk about that at all.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just a Y in parentheses.
It is. Listen. Or it's two eyes.
Hmm. Yeah, two cartoon eyes. It's like the middle of Garfield's face.
Yeah, or like Kilroy's here. Only it was his tits hanging over the wall.
Right. Did you see that the website where the guy takes Garfield comic strips and just removes Garfield and Garfield's speech balloons?
No.
Because I had seen the one where it just took Garfield's speech balloons out, and that made it kind of a dark and strange and weird comic. But if you take Garfield out entirely and it's just John, it is kind of creepy. It's like blank frame, John with a pot on his head going, "Dinner's going to be late," and then another blank frame. Like postmodern brilliance.
Yeah, okay, I'm seeing this. Is it Garfield minus Garfield, is what it's called?
Possibly.
Yeah. Wow, this is pretty awesome. So awesome that I would just sit here and read it indefinitely if it was still on my screen while I was supposed to be doing a radio show.
Oh, we're not supposed to do stuff like that?
I don't know. we just can't both be doing it at the same time.
Oh, I see. Usually I'd say that is my mission. The Tristero was wondering, are we supposed to be able to entangling noodle or use flyers on every form of ed? In the past, it seems those could only be used on one form. Bug, fixed bug, or feature.
Well,
you really shouldn't narratively be able to use flyers on them every form.
Yeah. Okay, so that happened, and I was not actually aware of that until this question came in, but that happened because that doesn't make any sense. It happened because I stopped using the flags table during combat and started using the sort of new self-contained system that's easier on the database. And it's... There was other stuff that shouldn't have worked, right? Like, if you stunned him and then killed him, he would still be stunned in his next form, which that doesn't make any sense either, right? Narratively. Yeah. So, yeah. That's... I'm going to have to figure out the right way to do that. But, yeah, thank you for pointing that out, the Tristero. Or just Tristero, if you're looking at the profile page. Thoran says, as per you're looking for the killer app game for the Wii a few weeks ago, have you tried the Wii version of Resident Evil 4? It turned a GameCube game with frustrating controls into one of the best use of the Wii's control scheme that I've ever seen. Even if you weren't a fan of Resident Evil games, it's worth a try. I've never played a Resident Evil game. What I was thinking of was Silent Hill. I tried to play Silent Hill 4, and, I kind of gave up pretty quick, because it was really hard. And he says, No More Heroes is a funny and kick-ass game, albeit kind of short.
Yeah, I've been curious about that one.
I actually would have bought it the other day, but they didn't have it at the store that I was in.
There is a Mario Kart coming for the Wii now. Which it looks like... It seems like they're hearing people when people say, we don't like that we have this perfectly good joystick and you're making us wave the controller around if we don't want to.
Right.
So, like Smash Brothers, you can use the controller waving it, you can use the controller sideways, you can use the controller with a nunchuck, and they're doing that for Mario Kart too. Like, you can use the wheel peripheral and you can turn the thing to turn it, but you can also just use a joystick if you have a mind to.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I will not buy that because I just...
That loves me some, like, Mario Kart.
What's that? Yeah, no, I know. The thing is, I don't understand the tricks that you have to do to be able to win at Mario Kart past a certain point, you know?
Can you not Blue Spark, or...?
I mean, the thing where you have to, like, flick the controller in the opposite direction and then flick it back to, like...
Apparently you don't do that anymore in the new one, but...
Because, I mean, I kind of don't... The Blue Spark can game, that's really funny. I can do it, it's just that I don't want to, I guess, is the problem. Like, I don't know. Like, it seems really goofy to me. It seems like something they did to make the game interesting to people who had already played the shit out of previous Mario Kart games. You know?
No, I like that thing. You can... It tightens the turn radius, and it gives you a boost when you Blue Spark, so...
Yeah, I mean,
it's,
I guess
cool
I got
to be able to modify
it. Just, you know, I play the game and I'm like, hey, I'm good at this game. I got to like level 3, and then it's like, oh no, you're never gonna see level 4, you dumb shit.
Yeah, like, you can't beat any of the 150 CCs without doing the Blue Sparking thing.
Yeah,
as well, you know.
I don't know. It was fun playing with other people because occasionally, you know, I am really the beneficiary of that total bullshit blue shell stuff. You know, because it's like, that's, you know, now I get to play.
Yeah, I like that Penny Arcade pointed out the similarities between Mario Kart and Mario Party, in that both of them have mechanisms in place to kind of balance and keep somebody from just running away with the game.
Yeah.
Interesting. And he actually said, if you're just playing the game to have fun with your friends, this shit won't bother you. But it bothers Gabe, because Gabe's a fucktard. I thought that was pretty excellent.
Yeah, well.
The fact that our relationship requires me to continuously mount defenses for Mario Party is somewhat suspect, I suppose.
You know. It's the difference. It's the difference between Mario Party and Blank White Cards, man. And you say that we're keeping score in Blank White Cards, but I'm not keeping score in Blank White Cards. And that's the difference.
Right, we totally were, though. It just didn't matter. And that's the point.
Sure, right, yeah. I guess if somebody else is keeping score for me, and there is nothing explicitly telling me that the score is meaningless,
mm-hmm.
then I want the score to make some sense. Mm. And that's the I understand my, you know, the first step is admitting that I have a problem. And the second step is just not playing Mario Party, so it never becomes an issue.
That's true. Although I have to admit, we played the Wii Mario Party once, and that's about it. And haven't played any of the GameCube ones in a while, because it's a pain to take out the controllers and hook them all up to the Wii. Sad.
I keep meaning to actually play some of my GameCube games that I got towards the end of the GameCube era and never really got around to.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep, like, every day I go to the office where my GameCube and controllers and games are, and every day I don't bring any of them home with me.
No.
Right. You ready for a music break? I could stand a leak.
Yeah, we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
All right.
Bye.
Never be world apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. And baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. And because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be a friend. Enough, I'ma stick it out till the end. But now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. And you can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, yeah. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, yeah. Under my umbrella. Under my umbrella. Things will never come in between. You're part of my entity, here for infinity. When the world has took its part, when the world has dealt its cards, if the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart. Now because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be your friend. Taking no time to stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. And you can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, hey, under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, hey, under my umbrella. Come into me, there's no distance in between our love. So go let the rain pour, I'll be all you need and more. Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Say I'd always be friends. Took another promise, stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. Well, you can stand under my umbrella. Oh no, it's raining. Oh baby, it's raining. Oh baby, come into me. Come into me. Oh, it's raining. Oh baby, it's raining. Oh, come into me. Come into me.
Without a fight, right there I see her in the club. Yeah, She's a pup in your cabinet. Pilferin. Your little rose Ritalin. She be burning it down. Why don't fiddling, acetylene? Oh, it's why her teeth look awful. On the other hand, this is the only thing she's like. You gotta be giving this girl at least a couple of days. You've been sipping it too. I like you gonna be sleeping anyway. So you say, baby, baby, why you shaking? Is it me? She been switching in that manner ever since.
Let's see.
1993. She weighs 18 pounds. She's been wet. She keep on smiling at you. I'd take her to the vet. Get her a little cat. I mean,
hold on.
One of the time. Her specials, no dose, a fine.
Then cut her another line.
Now this girl does 10 times more crying than you.
And if you try.
And we're back. You back with us, Jake?
I am.
All right. Flinkle just asked a question in the mod channel that I think we can address here. She said, I have a question. Why is it that there's a file size limit on forum avatars that are linked? I can understand why we can't actually upload larger ones. I think that's just entirely so that people who are browsing the forums don't have to wait for a bunch of avatars to load.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure that that's also whatever the default setting is, combined with whatever Elfrian wanted to have going on there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if, you know, you could petition her and she could change it. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know how any of the administrative stuff in the new forums works, because she's just so on top of all that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see that I sent custom titles to all of the mods and all the forum mods?
I did. I went in and I saw, like, oh, look at all these to approve. I'm not going to touch these, because
It did scare the crap out of, I think Facilibon was on duty when I started doing it, and the whole dev channel was just, wow, all these people want titles that say chat moderator of loathing. Should we be approving these or not? And
if anybody had wanted to become a fake mod, that would have been the exact moment to do it.
Mm. I do think that we should, I mean, this is something that the players are never going to see, but in our approval thing, we should be able to see who the title's coming from and to whom it's going.
See, I don't...
Well, my example was the chick that sexors Jick. If that came from Phoenix to Jick, that's totally fine. But if it came from goddess to, or somebody to goddess, then that's not as fine.
How, I mean, I, like, for who?
I mean, it would be okay for you to have, or for Phoenix to have a title that's the chick that has sex with Jick, but I wouldn't approve it for anybody else, really.
Why not?
I would approve the dude that has sex with Jick for just about everybody.
Right, sure, but I mean, I guess who are you worried about offending, or who is it that's being wronged by that, by any random player having the chick who has sex with Jick as their...
I guess it's not so much you. It's, you know, some random person talking about how they're having sex with some other KOL, or who may or may not want to be the recipient of their affection. I don't know.
I mean, I can understand why I'm
bad at coming up with examples of this, but I do think that there are cases where we would approve something if it was for a specific person. Like, if Naked Jew wanted to give himself a title that was the world's biggest loser, totally. But if somebody else wanted to give him that title, I'm not so sure.
I mean, I feel like, in my gut, this is a case where I think the inability to easily come up with a real solid example is probably indicative that, I mean, I specifically made that decision, right? Like, I felt like these things, if we are going to make determinations of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, then, you know, I don't know. This is going to sound like the opposite of me now that I think about it, but they ought to be principles that we can stand by universally.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I guess that's not the opposite of me. But, like, and just not, you know, especially since it isn't just us that's approving them, it is just us that's ultimately rejecting them, which is a safeguard that I think protects from the largest problems that we would have with this. But,
mm-hmm.
like,
I did not want any bias. I'm not concerned about, you know, us. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. It's not that I'm less concerned about, like, we're only going to approve this if it's a specific person than I am about we're going to interpret this in the worst possible way because it is a specific person that we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I just, I wanted to avoid that, and that was why. And also because it was easier to not have it display it. I mean, you know, if something comes up, right? If something comes up that would have gone better had it been like that, then I can add that feature to our view of it.
Yeah, I think it was just, I thought about it when Lover of Insurgnia came up, and I thought, I don't want to approve that unless it's Insurgnia giving it to himself, or somebody who he's known to be dating, I guess, but meh. That would require me to keep way more abreast of Kingdom gossip than I really should. Then would be healthy.
What the fuck? I've just completely lost the word. What do you call it when somebody gives you an appellation?
They
dubbed. Yeah. I was dubbed, I guess is what I was going for. I was dubbed the king of nerfs.
Mm-hmm.
Enemy Lasagna says, have you ever heard the original Hitchhiker's Guide radio series? If not, then do so. I find them more fun than the books. I keep trying, and I keep failing.
You know, the reason that I failed was I thought it would be the perfect thing to listen to on the drive from Arizona to Minneapolis, but we were switching shifts, and someone was sleeping while someone was driving, and the sound mix is incredibly wide. It's like if you turn it up to where you can hear the people talking.
Yeah, the ending music is just deafening compared to the rest of it.
Yeah, I stopped when they were having the battle in Magrathea, and it was just like people whispering, and then a giant alarm bell, and then people whispering.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, I did get to that point. I feel like I got to the end of the first book, which wasn't that far into the audio one, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that I would rather read the script than listen to it.
I think it's also the problem that I have rereading the first, say, 3 Harry Potter books, is that I'm so familiar with the plot, because the movie pretty much captures the plot of those 3, that it's not as interesting to me to reread them. Like, I've read Hitchhiker so many times, and I've seen the BBC version, so to hear just the same plot in another form isn't as interesting to me.
I have kind of the same experience, although the fact that I have seen the remake of Hitchhiker's Guide makes me just want to punch myself in the balls every time I hear Arthur Dent's name. Not really.
I also, didn't, you know, hate that much as
I kind of, and you know, people are going to be angry at me for saying this, but, like, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, kind of like Monty Python, right? Like, okay, gotcha. This was really funny in the 70s. Now, let's get on with our lives, you know? Like, it's not... I don't need to dedicate several more hours of my life to repeated or additional consumption of Douglas Adams stuff that I already know. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's
with Monty Python for me. It's just this was hilarious in high school, and I watched it over and over and over and over again, and I don't think I need to watch it anymore, except for Life of Brian. I seem to always be able to go back to that one.
I mean, I'm always going to show somebody the Holy Grail if I meet somebody who hasn't seen it and I think would appreciate it, and I'll watch it with them, you know? But, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going the, like, kind of, you know, high horse XKCD route, you know?
Right.
And it's like, you know. Because that, like, I can see your point, but that's very much the kind of point you would make in high school, you know? So, like, whatever.
Not that I don't have a great deal of respect for that guy, but that statement in particular, like, yeah, could have done without.
It's weird because usually when he's being pretentious, he undercuts himself.
Yeah.
Like the playing this game doesn't make you guys like real musicians. And then the next panel is, you hear me? Stop having fun.
Yeah, yeah. And that is one thing that differentiates the kind of points you make in high school versus the kind of points you make later, mm-hmm. You know, when you realize that you don't have to be right about everything all the time. Remember when we used to argue about God all the time?
I only remember one instance in which I tried to proselytize you, and you said, I'll ignore that clumsy attempt at proselytization, and I said, I wish you would, and never brought it up again.
Yeah.
I just cared about your immortal soul, man.
I know.
Yeah, I try to tell Jess now, because our family is always constantly throwing requests for Christianization at us, that it's a compliment. It's like, it means that she likes you so much that she wants to spend eternity with you. And she cares whether or not you burn in a fiery sea for all eternity. So, it's a compliment.
Did you see that Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I don't think I've seen any Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No. Yeah. They're reinstating their wedding vows, and he balks at the, originally it was till death do us part, but then the new vows are forever and ever, and he tries to get them to change it back because he doesn't know enough about the afterlife to be willing to commit to that kind of thing. Grethko says, could we just skip the buy one part in the Fly By Night Herald reform and just get one free? Could it be possible to break a Mr. A in half? Well, if your goal is to get a Fly By Night Herald reform, you can break a Mr. A in half by selling it in the mall and then using half of the meat to buy a Herald reform in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a possibility. That was, I mean, it took a lot of convincing to get me to put these in the store at 2-for-1 Mr. A, because I could not figure out a way that I was sort of just aesthetically satisfied with to do it. I'm not the proudest of the solution that I came up with, but having a pair of forms that then broke into two when you used it rubbed me the wrong way. Somehow splitting a Mr. Accessory in two very much rubbed me the wrong way. There was a suggestion where every form you used granted you a title and someone else a different title, which I didn't like at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I agreed pretty much the entire time that $5 was the right price point, but it was sort of worth it to me to not go with that because it was just messy, you know. And I shouldn't care about that kind of stuff. I'm always super nervous about putting stuff in Mr. Store. Like, I'm always, you know, I am such an anti-capitalist at heart that I'm gonna second guess every decision that I ever make that somebody might look at and say, oh, you did this because of the amount of money that the company would make based on this decision or whatever. Like, and I really shouldn't, because, you know, in general, people trust me.
Right.
So, you know, if I was gonna screw you guys, I would have done it a long time ago. Is another. Gleeb says, Sojic, when are we going to get our KOLCon 4 bags? The item is spindled, and I can make the item graphic out of recycled artwork. I need the list. I put an item in the wiki for Zly, but I think that she may have just not seen it, because I think I did it over a weekend, so the event notification probably expired before she got in. So
yeah.
I'll poke her tomorrow and ask for that list. Blastodon says, Jick. PWN is pronounced own, not pwn. Forum Wars even tells you this at the beginning. But Forum Wars doesn't get to decide how I pronounce things.
Yeah. I rejected that as well. And they said, oh, it's pronounced ownage. Like, no, it's not. Although I think I was saying pawn for a while.
Yeah. I switch between pwn and pwn.
Mm.
Like, PWNT is definitely pwnt.
Yeah.
But PWNED, I think, is probably pwned. Yeah. I'm enjoying
I'm enjoying Forum Wars.
It's interesting seeing that get linked around.
Yeah.
But I haven't played with it since I created an account.
It's a web-based RPG that has a lot of content to it, you know? Like, it's even if somebody didn't really like the content, which I do, it's still, like, it seems to me that the kind of person who likes KOL should at the very least be glad that Forum Wars exists.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's weird. And it's weird to see something in the, you know, it was like, it was a year's work for two guys before they put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very much a year's worth of, like, nights and weekends work, but... But, you know, I also donated like $15 so that I could get the basically God mode turned on. But it turns out that I was one mission away from completing the amount of content that was made so far. So I was like, okay. So I played again. I started playing through again as a new class, and it turns out that I seem to have not made a particularly. I'm not going to say I didn't make a good choice on my first class, but the troll is far, far harder to play than the cam whore, as it turns out.
I can imagine.
The cam whore can heal herself.
Hmm.
And plus you get to look at pictures of, like, boobs the entire time you're playing as a cam whore, so it just doesn't seem like as much work.
Hmm.
LOTE says, hey, the titles thing is great. Can we get something more expensive that just makes it so others can't view our profile? Like the devs? That'd be cool.
How much money does somebody have to give us before we let them on the dev team? What do we charge our current dev team?
I think that it depends, you know, on how much we thought we were going to be able to get out of... We chose the dev team based on how much we thought they'd be willing to bribe us, right? You know? Because
mm-hmm.
we didn't want to start too high, scare them off. And they could... Jew says, I think the recipient of a custom title should be able to restore the naming item to the namer if they don't like it. I.e. the recipient can veto it just like the devs can. Otherwise, the namer's lost an item for nothing. If the other person likes the title, fine. If they don't want it, like a buff, they should be able to shrug it off and give the namer another chance to use it on someone who will appreciate it. But, I mean, okay, the thing is, as much as I don't like capitalism, this is still a donation item. So causing it to work in a way that discourages repeat donations is a bad idea, too. Right, like.
Well, it's also that we don't want to encourage people to give out titles that they don't think the other person will at least keep.
Yeah, that's another. You know, it's like naming your clan or naming your store. You know, there is a cost associated, and in general, except in like the profile, that's something that we sort of accidentally have done as a philosophical leaning is there is a certain cost associated with putting some text out in the world for other people to see.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, that cost is, you know, you don't give them something that they're not going to like, you know. So it's also, you know, right now, every one of those that gets put out is a certain amount of work that we have to do in approving or rejecting it. And if it worked this way, everyone would be a potentially infinite amount of work that we would have to do in approving and rejecting and approving and approving and rejecting and rejecting and approving and approving, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and he says, this would happen only once per title bestowing event, of course.
Oh,
yeah. But still, you would necessarily then be able to do it over and over and over again until you got something that somebody accepted. And then, you know, what if they decide a year later that they don't like that title and want to send it back to you? You know, it's that would be messy. The Rum says, REM has a new album coming out in April. Are you excited? I know I'm sure not. Yeah.
Do they have their drummer back?
Yeah. They stopped being REM in 2000. Oh, I think they stopped being REM before that.
I don't know. New Adventures in Hi-Fi was pretty solid.
It was okay. You know, it's one of those things where, like, Monster was the first album that came out after I had gotten into REM, and I was like, this is not what I'm familiar with. This is no good. But then I've grown to really like Monster. And same thing with New Adventures in Hi-Fi, though I haven't spent as much time going back to it. Leave and Departure, I don't remember which one is which, but I like that a lot. But
Leave is the one that has the like power drill.
Right.
The whole way through.
But Departure is the one that's the same melody but just played slow and with an orchestral backing as like a lead into.
Oh. I always thought that was the same. It's the same track on the MP3.
Is it the same track?
Yeah.
I thought there were two tracks. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I think maybe I thought. Also, I for the most part listened to it on cassette because that came out at the period of time when I, well, I mean, I didn't have a CD player in my car until like 2 years ago. So like, I'm not going to say the period of time during which I only had a cassette player, but because that was basically my entire life. But it was when I was working for the internet service provider and like driving around a lot. So I would buy a CD and then just immediately make a cassette of it so that I could listen to it in the car.
Right.
So I guess maybe that's not. Maybe Departure's a totally different song. And I just thought that they had done something clever where they had two songs with different, you know, different but same meaning titles. But, you know. Let's see, Gleeb says, if there were a race between the Bad Moon Any Cheese Adventure and Pulling Low Mains Out of the Walk, who would be released to the public first? Looks like Pulling Low Mains Out of the Walk won that race before I even knew it was on. Enemy Lasagna says, are any more visits by people from distant lands scheduled? I don't know, man. Probably. Probably pretty soon, actually. And is it necessary to unlock the Haunted Gallery? And if it isn't, will it soon be necessary? In terms of, like, being required to complete the main quest of the game, I think not. And then he says, will the lair of the Ninja Snowman ever be a bit more intricate, like the area that opens out, such as, like, Spooky Raven? That's something I would not be averse to, actually, because, I mean, that's, as it stands, an entirely optional area that's a whole culture that we could develop. Mm-hmm. I don't personally know enough about, like, old Kung Fu movies and stuff to feel comfortable writing a... Because I think that's the kind of thing that would be if we did ever do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. We have enough things to talk excitedly about and keep switching gears instead of actually writing any content as it stands.
Right.
So. And he also says, will you ever revamp the typical tavern? And if you will, what do you plan to do to it? You know, that's another thing. I would have no problem doing the typical tavern the way that Barney's Bar is. That was kind of an experiment to see if anybody, you know, okay. I don't know that we did that exactly the way that I wanted to, but I also am not sure that I knew exactly what I wanted out of it. Just the idea that only sort of making bad decisions gets you drunkenness without giving you any adventures, I think is probably a sound thing, you know. The non-combat's that got you drunk, though I defended them in the you know, Pirates for a long time, like those were a relic of the joke instead of game when it was not really all that punitive, you know. And, I mean, just the fact that basically no one ever adventures there.
Right.
Except people who just don't know. Because it just basically stops you. Adventuring there stops you from playing the game, and that's no fun, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we could, I suppose we could use that. There could be a drunk hippie and a drunk frat boy in there, and a drunk bugbear, and a drunk troll.
Hmm. And a drunk and a sober hobo.
Oh yeah.
For contrast.
Southwest says, why aren't salsa ball or spaghetti spear permeable? Pretend the grammar was correct there. You know, I don't know. I was thinking today, I think it would be kinda nice if, like, seal clubbers started with a combat skill in addition to, because I sort of like the idea that with a mist class, who, you know, theoretically is supposed to play by casting spells on stuff, it's nice that you're not just hitting stuff with a stick until you get your first spell, you know? And it's a little less of a big deal with muscle classes because they're supposed to just be hitting stuff with sticks most of the time, but like, mm-hmm. you know, for one mana, you can hit with a stick and do 3 extra damage, you know. It would not hurt anything to have that in there as a skill that they get. Right. And And I don't know about that. You know, I'm not sure why I didn't make them permeable. I mean, probably part of it was because I didn't want people to be like, oh, fuck, two more spells I gotta perm. But then that's kind of a dumb way of looking at it, because, oh man, two more times I gotta play through this stupid game. That shouldn't be a criticism I'm willing to entertain.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
RDFM says, the scary pirate critical hit text contains, and then a tiny zombie monkey jumps out from behind kind and kicks you in the shin. Kind?
From behind kind. One of its hit messages?
Critical hit text.
Okay, I will look at that. What's the monster name again?
Scary pirate. What was that supposed to be? Jumps out from behind kind and kicks you in the shin.
He knocks you down, and then a tiny zombie monkey jumps out from behind kind and kicks you in the shin.
Behind him?
I suppose, yeah, that wasn't one of mine.
Oh, well. I guess I, you know, in that I'm constantly stoned, I occasionally will just type the word kind just from sort of muscle memory.
Totally. Actually, if I did write that, I was probably just looking at the word behind and writing a word that rhymed with it without thinking.
Right.
Because that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do.
Let's see. Dr. Van Den Mojo says, the kingdom needs more of the following. Turtles, tacos, and chef staves. Which will we probably see first? Also, Herodic Taco Cube, please. Realistically, probably chef staves. It's just, it was so hard to come up with the turtles that we did come up with that I'm just not, I don't know.
Yeah, I was surprised how few of those there were.
Yeah, and I was surprised how long it took us and how blood from a stone it was to get those five or six or however many out.
Hmm.
Like, having more heads to throw at it would help.
Now we gotta go collect some heads.
Maybe you could bring eight of them in a duffel bag.
Hmm. And just bring two foreheads.
Cloud Strife says, howdy y'all, I was just wondering if we can get some more dialogue that the attention deficit demon says. I'm getting really tired of looking at these. Well, you should buy another two Mr. A Familiar to replace it with.
There's a decent amount of... Wait, is the AD demon the one that was replaced by the minion?
I don't know.
Because there are... There are like 12 attacks for the gnome and the minion, so you know, you can, for a mere $20, you can see some more text.
Let's see.
You know, I wondered how you would feel about bringing the grimoire back for April. Perhaps in addition to something else that we brought out in April?
McPhee's?
Yeah. Or bringing out something else that shared an item pool with the grimoire that was some other grimoire but also had all of those items, and then we could feel like we could roll out 10 more hilarious items.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be brutally raping the people playing the mall if we were to reintroduce it.
Well, the thing is, I just wonder how many people are trading in that. Like, what are they going for?
Man, they're going for like 20 plus million. There's a good number of them in the mall. I mean, it's you know, it's not that I think it's a bad idea. It's that we said we would never do that.
Yeah.
You know, and it is definitely the kind of thing that I could see why people would be pissed, and I would think, yep, they have a point.
Yeah, I was just thinking that different from other items in the game, the grimoire is essentially a joke.
Right.
And it's not mechanical in any way, so it wouldn't be game-breaking like it would be to, like, bring the snow cones back kind of thing.
Sure.
It would break the mall game, for sure. And even though the mall is not the entire game, it is a mini, you know, it's a sub-game.
And, you know, again... We do occasionally have to be capitalists, and is the cool factor for everybody who gets to play with it worth the sort of erosion and confidence of people who invest in Mr. Store items and donate
because they're going to invest in Mr. Store items. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I wish that I had one of them Thar crystal balls or a pair.
Hmm.
But as it stands, I'm
okay with my balls.
Yeah. Wow. Both went the same direction. Yeah.
You kind of enjoy hanging out with Vaginal Blood Fart if that Vegas thing comes together. Although all three of us are going to be saying things at the same time.
Yeah, great. Great, great.
Spleen Master says, so all of the asymmetric staff have custom titles except Phoenix. What gives?
Well, she's not staff, but I can see what you mean.
We're all afraid of her.
She's the keeper of my staff.
Who? What if we gave her a custom title and she didn't like it? And then...
Then she would turn it off.
Then she punched me in the face.
Same as anybody else. She's not going to punch you in the face.
Not if she knows what's good for her.
She says she would punch you in the dick.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah. Let's see. Did somebody give Jezzerfly? Or did you give Jezzerfly a title?
Yeah, I gave her that one.
Oh, did you do it on... I see, you did it on Mrs. Skullhead.
Yeah, Jetherfly's inactive. She hasn't played that account for a while.
Oh, so she actually is playing on Mrs. Skullhead now?
Yeah, mostly chatting.
That's cool.
Ever since we... Like, the last round of changes before NS13, she stopped playing.
Yeah. Nilo CS says, is there any actual point to limiting items you can buy in a store? Well, ask the person with the limit in place, because the point is whatever they were trying to accomplish by making it limited.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading through the history page on the KOL wiki, and we introduced mall limits as a result of Black Sunday, so that people could actually put stuff in their stores and not just have it immediately bought out by somebody who could afford all of them and inflate the prices in the mall. So I guess that was kind of the initial...
I think it still serves a purpose.
No, it absolutely does.
To keep people from buying you out anyway. And
people were saying, you know, this destroys the free market, but I don't, you know, nobody really says that anymore. And I think that they had not much of a point to begin with, because allowing additional freedom to people operating in the market cannot be bad for a free market. You know, it makes it... Like, you know, a free market, in a free market, somebody who runs a store, you know, you can say, five for a dollar, limit five per customer.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can do that and know that somebody from the next store over can't just come in and buy out your entire stock because, you know, fuck that guy.
Right.
And yet our market is free.
I mean, the difference, one of our differences is that there's a theoretically unlimited supply of stuff.
Right.
So that's I was pleased to see the limits go in, not because there were people with money who would buy out the stock, but that I wanted to specifically help new people with my store full of food back when pizzas were the most powerful food.
Right.
And I would get pissed to see somebody buy them all and put them in their store at a 50 meat markup or something.
Yep. It
seemed like we were never getting to the end user in that case. We're just trading between stores.
Butsuri says, question, why is the use message for the eyedrops of the ermine, you drink the eyedrops of the ermine?
Huh.
Because that's what you do.
Well, they kind of taste weird.
Yeah, they're salty. Butsuri says, question, are there any oyster eggs in zones from NS13 and later? If not, should there be? Yeah, there should be. One of the things on my list of things to do is to... right now, the oyster eggs are sort of hand-placed in zones to make the sort of valuable oyster eggs in more out-of-the-way zones. And while that was, I think, an admirable pursuit to begin with, it makes it so if we don't change that all the time, the holiday is very static. So I think that what I'm going to do before the next Oyster Day is just make it so you always get the same... egg in the same zone, but they are randomized from oyster to oyster, and they are that makes it so they can be available in every single zone, regardless of how many eggs there are. Or
are they randomized for everyone, so they can say, go over here and you'll get the red page Liagra, or are they randomized per player?
I would have probably made them, like, globally randomized so that person X can go in and find, you know, the red plastic egg in the outskirts of the knob and say, hey, I found a red plastic egg in the outskirts of the knob. And so anybody who wants the red plastic egg can go get them.
Yeah. I mean,
because, you know, it's okay that they're farmable in my mind. Like, that's, yeah. The, you know, events like that are one of the ways in which people can get a leg up in the economy.
But why would anybody want to farm in your mind?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Ideas are blossoming. But then my memories of old episodes of Blossom interfere with them.
Right. To that I can only say, whoa.
That was terrible.
My Joey Lawrence impersonation is subpar.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow, I'm certainly not committing any Harry Carey over that.
Yeah.
I make no apologies for my Joey Lawrence impersonation. I don't think I've ever seen a single entire episode of Blossom.
Yeah, I haven't either, actually. I was just making a stupid joke. Vulpus says, now that low mains have been changed to no longer need the Walk of Ages, will they still require MSG? No. They don't. The MSG is a MSG is a feature of the Walk. Let's see. Melch says, I've noticed that the Nobgoblin perfume is dropping a lot more frequently. Does wearing the Harem Girl disguise increase its drop rate? No, just coincidence. Ultra Cero says, any hardcore alternatives to the Green Pixie coming? Donation-only areas make me sad. You know, it is not a donation-only area. It is a donation-only area if you never come out of hardcore. And that is a fair point when you consider anything other than the current situation, which I think that the complaints about that are actually fairly well grounded, where hardcore runs where you have the Pixie because there is no alternative to the Nodipipe in the game at large, mm-hmm. are just, you know, unapproachably better than hardcore runs without it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is always going to be the case that hardcore runs with donation stuff is going to be unapproachably better than hardcore runs without any donation stuff. That was part of the, like, problem with hardcore, and that was part of the reason for putting Bad Moon in, which was that hardcore was not ever really a level playing field, right? And, like, that's okay. It's okay that you're better off with some Mr. Store stuff. I'm not sure that I believe that it's the best possible situation that you are screwed without a single particular Mr. Store item.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think the solution to that is to come up with a spleen item that's decently as good as not a pipe. Because we certainly
or even half as good. Yeah. You know, something half as good, and then stuff that's as good as the not a pipe is the domain of the June super content familiar every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, somebody who buys whatever we decide to do in June, which, you know, last year we already had an idea suggested to us at this point for what the June thing was going to be. We should have a chat about that.
Jess came up with something that I'll bounce off you.
Okay.
She came up with an idea that we'd kind of kicked around, and it ended up, I think, it'll be interesting and different. So, yeah, we'll talk about that.
If one of our design goals with whatever we do with it is to make it so with approximately the same sort of commitment of turns and resources that it takes to get a Nodipipe, you can get a spleen item that is as good as a Nodipipe, then I think everybody else will feel a lot better about the current situation.
Yeah.
Right.
It always interests me how we put in stuff and then the community tells us what's valuable. Like the first time I saw the Nodipipe is essential for a fast ascension, it surprised the shit out of me.
Well, the thing is, we just nerfing the gallery created that situation, right? Like, mm-hmm. It was not essential until that was the only spleen item that gave you any turns. When you could no longer get wads at low levels in hardcore. You were never meant to be able to get wads at low levels in hardcore, but that doesn't change the fact that
prior to NS 13 you could, and after NS 13 you couldn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very much unintended consequence of it. So you know, I don't know. We could try and work out a way of getting some little content update that through some turns via spleen at people who don't have that. You know, because it is by its nature something that you can only do so much of. So the Not-A-Pipe is always going to be better than a non-donation item. I am going to try and make sure that another donation item this summer is as good as a Not-A-Pipe, and in the meantime, we will definitely consider putting something in that takes care of it. They also, and I'm not sure how to feel about this, apparently it is a huge big deal on the first day of a hardcore run, especially a hardcore oxy run, to get a really low yield from the Not-A-Pipe.
Hmm.
Right? And I wonder if people wouldn't be happier if we narrowed the range a little bit. It's not really changing anything about the item, you know, it's giving you the same number of turns. You can't get as lucky, but you can't get as unlucky. And, you know, I mean, I think that'll do a lot to prove or disprove the legitimacy of that complaint, right? Like, it can make it so you don't reach certain milestones on day one, which is a lot of our thinking and working in NS13 was to prevent people from reaching certain milestones in day one, and so people have, you know, come up with new milestones that are important, and so that's the fact that you can either with a whole spleen full of Not-A-Pipes, you know, you can either get 3 adventures or 45 adventures. That's probably something that we could do. I don't think that it is that big of a deal, but I don't think it's that big of a spread, but I don't actually know what the spread is. I'm sure that somebody does. But as far as being able to get into the places that, as far as being able to go on the trips or go into Wormwood in hardcore without having the familiar, that is not something that I feel like, well, okay. I could say it's not something that's reasonable to ask us to do. You can ask us to do whatever the fuck you want to ask us to do.
Right.
I don't think it's something that we're going to do.
Yeah.
I think it is entirely okay. Because, the reason that I am okay with those June familiars, and we initially tossed around the idea of, like, you know, oh, a new continent that only people who donate can get to, but then we were like, that kind of sucks. Let's not do that.
Mm-hmm.
We figured out a way around it, you know? The familiar that drops the item that opens the zone, and the item is tradable, and, like, you know, I'm pretty pleased with the way that turned out. And that's not that, you know, that's probably not going to be the only way. You know, maybe we do a tome that summons a portal to Candyland, and then you go adventure in Candyland, and, you know, you can trade the portals.
Right.
But you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be a familiar, but it's okay. It's okay if you can't get there in hardcore. Hardcore is a voluntary restriction. GJB says, any chance to rename group items, i.e. all bracelets start with bracelet and then their designation, similar to what was done for the divine items, or rather start as a charm booty chest, charm jolly, etc. No. I understand why you want that, right? I understand why you want all of the wads to be next to each other in your inventory and all of the charms to be next to each other in your inventory, but we are way too big a language nerds to do that.
Yeah. You wouldn't say charm, comma, booty chest?
I would not be willing to do that.
Right. charm shaped like a booty chest, charm shaped like a Jolly Roger.
yeah. The divine stuff, it was pretty easy to do that the way that people wanted it, you know, and made some sense, but let's see. Butsuri says, question, could we just automatically hand in bounty items to the bounty hunter when we've got enough? You'd still be limited to 1 lucre per day, so it seems like just the essential challenge of the thing would be preserved. It would just eliminate the frustration of having, and then presumably to go back and actually talk to him.
Hmm.
That's another thing that I just don't have a problem with, you know? Like, yeah. This is a bad yardstick, to be sure. compared to the typical MMO, KOL goes so far in eliminating time sync aspects that only when it is absolutely necessary for us to feel comfortable with our ability to provide you guys with a story about what's happening. Because we, you know, Scully and I at least, tend to think of this in terms of, you know, we're telling you a story about stuff that's happening to you and you can alter the story rather than like, clicking on stuff and then, you know, getting numbers to get bigger. No, sorry. You have to go back there and turn them in. You just do.
Yeah, and the bounty hunter would have to be a pretty powerful mystic. So,
to
bounty
just
hunter sense tingling.
Yeah.
That makes me think about Arkham Horror again. We played again last night, and
did you?
Kicked some shit out of some Elder Gods. And the one thing that I really like about that game is how it encourages you to think in terms of narrative. Like, you just rolling to be horrified by a monster, and on the occasions that it goes goofy, it's fun. Like, oh, a zombie, I can totally kick the shit out of that. And then you roll your horror check, and like, oh shit, that's a zombie. And then you roll your combat, and like, I think I'll jam a flamethrower down its throat and pull the trigger. You know. Yeah, it's fun stuff.
That's what's cool about Gloom, that card game, because it very much encourages you to tell stories about the stuff that's going on. You feel stupid doing it the first couple of times, but then it just, you know, you lose all pretense and embarrassment, and it's just fun.
Right.
I had a rough time with the first time I played Arkham Horror. I died as a result of being lost in time and space when the god emerged or whatever it was, and that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you know, it just like, oh, okay, so this one die roll is what means that I don't get to play anymore. Like, yeah.
Yeah, there are so many different scenarios, though, that...
That's true. That's true, and it was very much, it was the end of the game when that happened, so... I never feel bad when I get killed in Betrayal, you know? Because I know that's going to get wrapped up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's one that, since there are two or three copies of Arkham Horror in our group, I'm going to have to pick up Betrayal and get them into it.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like the kind of people who like Arkham Horror would like, you know, Betrayal as just kind of like a Cheetos to their filet mignon, you know?
Right. We saw, when we played this round, though, there was an expansion for Arkham Horror, and it made the board fucking, like, 4 feet long.
Yeah, there's expansions that add just decks of cards, and then there's the one expansion that puts an entire extra board next to it.
And it was really interesting, that made it neat, but I just thought there are a limited number of places you could play this. We had every movable flat surface in the house set in that room so that we could have food and all of the peripheral stuff and the actual game taking up the entire table.
Yeah, that was really rough. And that, you know...
I like the way that it replicates a pen and paper role-playing game with just the GM being the decks of cards.
Right.
Like, it's...
And the,
it's
and
almost
the weird
as
rules about when you move stuff.
Yeah.
The sort of AI that's built into that set of rules is interesting.
Having a guide, I think, made entirely the difference in that game.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Let's see, we got Haplos checked in. I guess iSpeculum is in the process of moving from Tucson to Phoenix tonight.
Oh.
To which I say, motherfucker, couldn't have moved when I was living there.
Yeah, you could have always not moved.
That's not true.
No, that's probably true. Swine says, hey, Jake, can we get your Twilight Heroes name so that I may buff you and send you items? Don't send me items. You can buff me if you want to, but I got plenty of items, and oddly enough, my Twilight Heroes name is Jick. That's my Forum Wars name, too. I joined Tex Murph's clan. Forum Wars.
That's the thing. If I go back to Forum Wars, I'm not going to be able to remember what my login is.
Oh.
Well, it's going to be either Scully or Mr. Space Skullhead or Mr. Skullhead without the space. Or Mr. Skullhead 2003, all spelled out like my fucking eBay tag.
Right. I had to just send an email to Tex Murph and ask him. The clan system is fairly underdeveloped you can't actually apply to a clan that I'm aware of in Forum Wars. You have to be invited. You know, that's a way of doing it.
Yeah.
There doesn't, at present, seem to be any actual clan functionality. It just says you're in the clan, and then when you pwn a forum, it says this forum currently pwned by Jick of Betarded. rather than just this forum currently pwned by Jick. So does that mean that you want to stop being on the radio? Are we ready to?
I was just saying we're ready when we're done.
When we're ready, okay. Is that let's roll over? So
having run like 20 adventures just now with the umbrella equipped, I think I should also add some more attack texts for the umbrella.
A few more less specific ones, maybe.
Yeah, cause it's not. It never served up the you hit for damage thing. It was just like 30 times in a row that same message.
You know, I think I was looking at that code today because of some other sort of optimization changes I made to the fight script. I think maybe it just doesn't work that way. I think it only does the you hit for damage if there are no messages. Which I should probably... I really should probably, if there are less than 3 messages, I should probably pad it up to 3 with you hit for damage.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll look at that. There it went. Watertail says, "Hey guys, any chance of adding a quest, probably really, really long, to permanently unlock Bad Moon? Seems like it'd be a pain in the ass to re-unlock it if somebody would want to do a few softcore ascensions between Bad Moon runs." Yeah, you know, I'm into that. I basically enough people ask me for that I'm okay with, and I gotta warn you, what I'm probably gonna do with it is something that is deliberately antagonistic and is gonna add a few days onto the Bad Moon run where you permanently unlock it.
Right.
Because that's how I want that to work, and I'm not, you know, I don't want it to turn into something that we say we're gonna do and then it takes us months to eventually come up with the amount of content that it takes to actually do it either, so it's I think that it's probably going to be a heartbreaker just sending you to get a bunch of shit with low drop rates and a bunch of stuff with, you know, low probability occurrence of happening. So, that, you know, so that's
because
that's the kind of mood I want to be with that. Desert Magic says, anything significant with the drum machine since they used to be non-tradable, like a trophy? No, it is... It is perhaps foreshadowing of future changes, but it's a few days off. And not really much of a change. Eorb says, just thought I'd tell you guys how fucking amazing KOL is. Thanks for the hours of entertainment. Well.
Awesome. I'm still having fun with the couple of guys who started playing here since they met me. Like, every time they come over, I go hang out with them. It's like, okay, so how the hell am I supposed to get past this adding machine thing? And it's just nice to hear somebody experience it all for the first time and that they're still playing and enjoying figuring out the puzzle. That's good stuff.
Somebody says that today's Dinosaur Comics is pretty funny. I don't agree with them. I mean, I don't believe them. I haven't read it. Eli of the Accordion follows up that amazing KOL is with, why is KOL so unpopular? I barely find people to play or people who've heard of it. It's because you guys aren't doing your job and getting out there and telling people about it, man.
I think it's because you're hanging out with the wrong people.
Yeah. TexMurph says, stainless/plexi/brimstone outfits? You know you want to roll them, you know it. Also, when will we get the Con 4 item for attending Con 5? Or also, will we get the Con 4 item for attending Con 5? Sure. I think what is left on the stainless plexi and brimstone items is just me deciding what the tattoos look like and having Hot Stuff animate them. Mm. I think that's what we're waiting for, is me on that. So,
I'm still trying to come up with a tagline for Con 5. Because did the whole KOL Con IV... you know, the Roman numeral to regular letter joke, and I'm just, you know, KOL Con 5, the...
is alive.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but...
KOL Con 5... Yeah, you're right. This is hard.
Yep, it certainly is. 5 more minutes.
Five golden rings.
There we go.
Okay.
What do we got? Yeah, we should probably let Haplo get on with it. So I'll see you guys tomorrow on my show, which will be an hour later than normal. So if you normally tune in for my show and you want to tune in an hour later, then I'll be there.
And I'll see you on Thursday, which is going to be an hour earlier than the Thursday show normally is. So if you want to listen to that show, tune in an hour earlier.
You know what show never changes? This one.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.